Wow, good job.
Are we doing it?
We're doing the podcast. Adam just did all the levels and everything.
Yeah. He pressed all the buttons himself. These are good. I've never had it. What is this, walnuts?
It's just the nuts that we had in the cupboard for a little jar.
You put raisins in there? Raisins, like trail mix?
Raisins.
And Rosh Hashanah.
And pieces of chocolate chip.
You're bearing the lead.
A little bit of chocolate
in there?
A little bit of gorp.
A little Rosh Hashanah candy.
Isn't it something today?
It's Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unlike famous Los Angeles Dodger Sandy Koufax, I'm playing on Yom Kippur. Unlike the hero Sandy Koufax.
Was Sandy that religious? Why did he do that? Or was he just fronting?
Hurricane Sandy, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what I call them.
I don't know if he was that. I don't think he was very religious, but I think it was just like a...
Symbolic?
Hurricane symbolic. Sandy Koufax.
The World Series.
He'd come through and he'd blow every guy on the opposing team. Mm-hmm. Well, like, he would tell you, you relax them and then they can't focus.
That's true. I think my dad did say to me that the understanding is that Sandy is a homosexual.
Candy Sandy.
Really?
That's what they call him.
Candy Sandy.
Candy Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he would dress up like a girl. Mm. A lot of people don't remember that, but he would always come out wearing a dress mm-hmm. and pumps.
They said that he had a crazy delivery, but really it was just his his outfit.
He was being gay.
Squeeze the ball out of his ass.
Fire it 98 miles an hour out of his ass.
That's how powerful the key was.
Pop it out of his asshole like a Thai woman. Yeah.
And that's one of the greatest Jewish heroes in American history.
That's the only good Jewish athlete is a man whose ass was so gay he could throw a fastball.
Listen, we got a couple good Jewish athletes.
So if you're listening
to
this...
Don't count Amari Stoudemire. He doesn't count.
Dolph Schayes.
You're listening to this. This is
played for the Philadelphia Warriors.
The premium episode. This is Sunday.
Oh, this is Sunday, okay.
Yeah, because we're doing a little out of... Well, not only reads, but... I'm also too lazy to get... I don't feel like looking at my phone right now.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, that's fine.
I don't give a fuck.
To figure out when, which...
you think I care at all?
Which sponsors they are and...
We're trying out a new schedule, and we will not be disclosing what that schedule is.
I'm real tired from putting up curtains.
Yep.
What kind of curtains? Blackout shades.
Blackouts.
Very nice.
I'm revving up to... I might start drinking again? I'll just start drinking again.
that'd be a good look for you.
Yeah. No,
let me get some trail mix.
I might do a little OLED action on Black Friday this year.
Okay. Respect.
As a little Rosh Hashanah present.
A little Rosh Hashanah for yourself. Dude.
Yeah.
What? Yom Kippur is doing morning or something?
I'm doing a little Yom Kippur at home.
What the fuck is a chocolate, man?
Yeah, just dig through there.
Yom Kippur is the day.
Stav's got chopsticks, and he's going through Adam's
You're
mason
literally
jar
digging
of
through for the chocolate.
I don't see any fucking chocolate. Oh, there we go.
They look like discs.
Trail mix is a fat kid. It was so funny because you're like, you feel like
this
you're doing work
sports
to get to the M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Know? It's like,
all right, I got to say something. There's not enough chocolate in here, Adam.
It's what was in the cupboard.
Hold on. And I don't appreciate the fat hands having a hard time reaching into the small. All right,
sorry, yeah. I'll get a bigger.
He looks like a bear that's being killed by bees.
He looks like Pooh Bear getting his hand stuck in the honey.
This is Pooh Bear getting fucking annihilated by bees.
Okay. It's not a bad mix. With some chocolate, I would like more salt.
So Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. You're not supposed to eat for 25 hours or drink water.
Why 25 hours?
I don't know. Some shit that some fucking peasants decided on.
Let me suck your dick. Now let me suck your dick. Let me suck your dick.
We can just do that for an hour. Well, this is a premium, everybody. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hope you enjoy it,
That was sampled in my favorite song of fifth grade, which was Money Ain't a Thing by Puff Daddy and Mace.
Fuck Mace, dude.
Fuck.
Why?
Fuck
He's
you.
He's religious,
fuck
dude.
Fuck
he wasn't a religious.
I'm a militant atheist.
He wasn't religious in fifth grade.
I'm my guy. I'm.
Yeah. You're that
I'm
guy.
What's his face? That gay British guy.
Dawkins.
I'm Richard Dawkins, dude.
Uh-huh.
Who goes and debates like fucking 20-year-olds that still believe in God.
Yeah.
You think Richard Dawkins gets pussy from, like, insufferable atheist bitches?
Yeah, probably. I mean, why else would you go so hard on it other than to get pussy?
He probably gets pussy from, like, atheist girls in college who have, like, long necks and big tits.
He's not doing it to get into heaven, you know? There's no heaven for
him. Well, I'm going to just confess at the end of my life, and I'm in it on technicality.
Of course, I'm going to confess to every religion.
Yep.
On my deathbed,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Allahu Akbar, I'm going to say it all.
Yep.
Jesus is king or whatever. Is that that's Kanye.
You just have to be like, my bad. I'm sorry. I fucked up. You know?
Atheist college student girls are probably busted, though.
What's what I'm saying? Some of them have big tits, but no other good features.
Yeah. Plain.
Now, some of them are hot, obviously.
Big tits atheists?
There's a lot of big tits atheists out there.
Yeah?
That's how I got into it.
That's how you got into atheism?
Yeah. Trying to see fat tits.
You're on the circuit?
Oh, yeah. And there was, like, a girl who was also a big Palestine type of bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got into Palestine stuff. Yeah. I was first in Israel for pussy, and then I switched sides.
Yeah, because they paid for an all-expenses-paid trip to make you get pussy.
I don't know if I've ever had a trying-to-get-pussy opinion.
Uh-oh. All my opinions essentially are.
I've never, yeah.
I'm guided like a beautiful weather vane with whatever the direction that the winds of pussy blow. That's where I go, dude.
The queefs.
I guess my natural mode is tell them that their shit is stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably smarter.
No, because the reality is 98% of the time that does not work.
Sure.
Then some guy who it does work for tricked a bunch of people that it doesn't work for into thinking that that's what you have to do.
Right.
But really, it's just like, that guy was like handsome.
Wasn't the guy that wrote the game was just some loser who was going to study these people?
He was like a journalist.
Yeah, he saw them, and then he saw that these guys were getting pussy, and then he was like, all right, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I think that's literally what happened. He was some fucking old Jew.
Yeah, I followed up with my poo, a friend from high school, actually, this week.
How's he doing?
Majestic.
He's good. He gets custody. Majestic Freeland. He gets custody 5 days a week.
Saturn's alter ego. He's a top hat.
It's just Tyler Durden. Yeah. It's Majestic Freeland.
A top hat and a fishnet bra.
I think he's a good dad.
Yeah.
But there was custody fracas.
Really?
And I think the courts ruled on his side.
Respect.
Which is great to see a man getting a dub.
It's about time.
It's about father,
for
damn
father's
time.
Rights. These whores get to run wild with the courts, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and then I asked him if he got top, and he said not since COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's really taking
precautions.
Really he's got a child at home.
Two.
He's got two.
Yeah.
Different women, same women?
Same woman.
Oh, so he's got custody of both. Imagine what a train wreck that lady has to be if a fucking former Pua gets both of your children.
Yeah, it was pretty funny hearing him say what Pua was to us and us being like, dude, you're such a faggot.
Yeah.
That'll never work. And then
it worked the next day, right?
He fucked at school.
That's awesome.
Like 5 days later.
Who did you fuck? The principal?
Yeah. No, he fucked this.
Because you're not a Pua unless you fuck the principal.
Absolutely
That's pretty pimp.
Yeah. You find the biggest, baddest
authority
figure.
The captain
of
the football team having sex with the principal.
Yeah, you got to fuck some bald man in the ass. Yeah. You got to grab him by his little shoehorn.
Mike
or
was so cool. He not only fucked the prom queen, but he also bent over Mr. Baldwin. And fucking went balls deep.
Absolute savage.
Yeah. Honestly, I would.
Very good, Michael.
Very good.
Well, I think we're going to win the big game now.
My high school principal was named Mr. Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Matthews, if I could see you in my office. I'm going to make you the coolest kid in school.
Ah, geez, I don't know, Mr. Feeney.
Yeah. It's just another day that the boy meets world. It's a boy who's meeting the world. It's boy meets world. That's the theme song.
Go ahead and fuck me in the ass, Mr. Matthews. Yeah.
Last week on Boy Meets World.
I'm holding my cheeks open.
It's wide open for you, Mr. Matthews, to be continued. Close up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Mr. Feeney.
Yeah, fucking Corey or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
fucking,
Corey.
Is that the character's name?
Corey.
Corey just, he's in shock and he doesn't know what to do.
One of the Savage brothers he was.
And now, where we left off... last week, and then it's back, and he's staring. He's not all the way in the principal's office yet. He's in like the waiting area, and the secretary, she's completely naked, and she's got her
tits out.
And he's like, I can't. She's like, my clothes fell off. And he's like, but I'm gay. And she's like, oh, well, then go right through and see the principal.
Go in to see Mr.
And then
Feeney.
He opens his door, and Mr. Feeney's bent over his desk holding his ass up, and he's like, oh, thank God. And then the studio audience laughs.
Yeah. I thought for a second you might be straight, Mr. Matthews.
Thank God. I thought you were already in the room and you didn't want to have sex with my ass.
Very well, then.
That's why this required a two-part episode.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I would have been on the edge of my seat for a week. Yeah. Waiting. Oh, is he going to fuck Mr. Feeney?
Yeah, when is TGIF?
Is he
going to
get sucked off by the secretary?
Do you think Corey fucks Mr. Feeney in the ass? Call 1-800-682 and vote now. Brought to you by Butterfingers. Enter for a chance to win a full replica of Mr. Feeney's ass that you can fuck at home.
That's right. This is even though this is years before Fleshlight.
Right into P.O. Box 6822. Mr. Feeney's ass contest,
you get a
Las Vegas, Nevada.
of Mr. Feeney's.
Oh man.
Price is subject to verification. Only one entry per whole household.
If your dick is small, it's your vagina. If you're a little faggot, you can't vote.
This bitch ass faggot, faggot ass.
No black people are allowed to do it.
Yeah, black people, Chinese, Indian, Japanese. Thank you very much. He was one of the best disclaimer guys around. 1998 fit, and he got so into children's cough medicine, he was checked out by the second or third line. It's the Nissan Fuck You in the Ass event. Come on down to participating dealerships only. I'm gay. My wife left me.
She took the kid. She took the house. I'm gay now.
I'm Mr. Feeney.
Mr. Matthews.
I jacked off the pictures of Mr. Feeney in the movie The Graduate. And he's standing by the pool and he's wearing shorts. I jacked off. That was the first time I jacked off. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing.
This is the first time I ever told anybody. Am I gay? I don't know.
It was 1979. I was 11 years old. I didn't know. For some reason, I was watching The Graduate.
The Nissan copy! The Nissan!
Yeah.
Come on!
It's the Nissan jack off to Mr. Feeney in The Graduate event.
I've never busted so much. It's the thing that makes me most.
1984. I was 11 years old. It's the only Graduate on Betamax. Mr. Feeney, he's wearing blue shorts and he's got no shoes on.
Whenever I close my eyes, it's the only image I see.
I don't know why. I imagine him coming up to me in the pool, telling me to get out. It's time to get out of the pool. You can't be in there all day, Mr. Disclaimer Guy. And then something happened. And then I had to talk like this. And then I became obsessed with Judeo-Christian morality. And then I had to talk like this.
Ben,
this is who I became.
Oh my God, Ben.
Because the Islamic religion never developed logic. They never developed logic. Christ is subject to verification. I jacked off to Mr. Feeney.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why I talk like this.
I jacked off to Mr. Feeney. My sister didn't have a choice.
My sister's tits were so big that I had to jack off to Mr. Feeney. I needed something to jack off to, and my sister walked by, and I saw her big tits, and it made me feel sick. So I went to my room, and I put on The Graduate. A very good movie about Judeo-Christian values. And I picked the least sexy scene in the movie, the part where you can see Mr. Feeney's feet. And I jacked off to that.
Over and over.
The Nissan sales event. It's the Nissan sales event brought to you by Ben Shapiro.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. I bet you. I mean, we all wanted to fuck Topanga, though, right?
What race was she? Coconut?
I think she was just a white girl with.
Yeah, hippie parents.
But they gave her name was supposed to be like what? Like ethnically huge tits.
Yeah. That's right.
Her racist tits.
Racist fat titties. Well,
take me there, dude. I want to fucking get shipwrecked and wash up on the Topanga
my
Island.
My daughter, Topanga Bazonga. Bazonga.
Topanga coconut.
Bazonga tigos.
What's she up to these days? I've tracked down.
I think they tried to reboot it. Maybe
they did. He was like, fuck, I don't have my phone. I was going to be a professional. Put it in the other room.
They fucked in my ass. They fucked my ass.
Not on my phone either.
My favorite show is Boy Meets World, and I won a trip to go all the way to the set. And Mr. Feeney fucked me in my ass.
Oh, you must never told be it. A big fan.
That's a cute Why little you... hat you're wearing there, Mr. Shapiro. What do you call it?
It's called a yarmulke.
It's called a yarmulke, is it? Why don't you come into my trailer and you can tell me more about the yarmulke?
Oh, boy. Yeah. That sounds great.
I get to meet Mr. Feeney. Mr. Feeney, I'm a big fan of your feet.
He's already getting hard as he's walking into the trailer.
I don't understand what's happening to my body.
Why is my penis getting hard?
Now, I hope you don't mind if I pull down your suit. I unbutton the suit you wore here for some reason.
Put down your briefcase.
You won the Meet Mr. Feeney contest, and so you wore a suit and a yarmulke.
You wore a suit and a yarmulke and brought a roller backpack for some reason.
You have a briefcase with wheels on it.
Like you're at an airport.
Doesn't make any sense. It's like somebody said, you know what's gay? A briefcase. How can we make it a little bit gayer?
How can we make a briefcase gayer, Mr. Shapiro?
Mr. Shapiro. Yeah,
and then he helped me down and he fucked me in the ass.
And he helped me down and he fucked me in my mouth. And then I became obsessed with Judeo-Christian values.
Very good, Mr. Shapiro.
Just like that, Mr. Shapiro.
Oh, you're the best I've ever
getting
had.
Getting skull fucked by Mr. Feeney.
That's how you do it, Mr. Shapiro.
His head hanging back off, upside down off a bed.
Roll that neck back for me. It's all in the neck, Mr. Shapiro.
Give it to me upside down, Spider-Man style, Mr. Shapiro.
Very good.
Very good, Mr. Shapiro.
Oh. And then he spit on my balls. And he put my balls in his ass.
Real quick. One more thing, Mr. Shapiro.
There's one thing I'd like to do before you leave. It would be a shame to waste such a trip. You won the contest. I'm going to put your little baby balls in my ass. And I remember it hurting.
It hurt.
It hurt.
Even though my balls were small.
Getting fucked in my ass wasn't as painful as having my nuts squeezed into Mr. Feeney's ass, which he somehow was able to flex and crush my nuts.
And that's why I talk like that.
I was never able to hit complete puberty.
I'm not a castrato.
Because my nuts were crushed in Mr. Feeney's ass.
I talk like this because Mr. Feeney crushed my nuts when I was 11.
After winning a contest, it wasn't a contest. I would just write in to correct the things on the show. They called me the tidbit boy in the writer's room.
The logical fallacy.
Because I would pay attention to what homework was assigned in the show to Corey, and then do the fictional homework myself and send it in to be graded by the writers for extra credit, and demanded that they write to my teacher at Jewish School of Judaism in Israel.
The Golda Meir Jewish School
for
Israel.
The Israel School of Jewish every Israel School. Which receives $50 million a year from the public school system.
Redirected from the public,
from the public school system so that black kids can't have lunch. So that we can have extra computers.
Anyway, that's why I talk like this.
The School for Extraordinary Jewish Boys. We scored. Oh, my God, we scored.
Nice. Adam's watching.
I'm watching Arsenal-Liverpool.
So the one day he puts his phone away, he's watching
a
soccer match.
Listen, I can't believe it. Okay.
There are two types of logic.
It's Yom Kippur.
There's Yom Kippur logic. And then I didn't have anything that way. I was trying to, where I wanted to end up is making a Ben Shapiro making a declarative statement about what Mr. Feeney's penis tastes like and then defending it by saying you can make a reasonable assumption as to what Mr. Feeney's penis tastes like without actually having to have sucked Mr. Feeney's penis. It doesn't prove anything just because I went into a fugue state and described Mr. Feeney's penis in detail.
The fact that I knew that it tasted like enoki mushrooms.
Using Judeo-Christian logic, it is entirely possible to create an argument through reason mm-hmm. to describe exactly what Mr. Feeney's penis tastes, looks, and smells like.
You didn't have any first-hand experience.
I brought on a toddler to debate me about it.
You're Man. Gay. Yeah.
You suck Mr. Feeney's penis. This interview is over. Maybe if you actually read my book, you would know that he just made me put my balls in his ass.
You said you got skull fucked by him.
That part was retracted in a later edition of the book.
Miss me with that gay shit.
That was an editorial error, which any author is afforded at least 15 mistakes.
It was an editorial error that I put in three whole chapters.
Four and a half chapters describing getting fucked in the mouth by Mr. Feeney and describing his penis in detail was what is commonly known as a typo. Maybe you've heard of it. If not, I'd be happy to direct you to the Wikipedia page for typos. Ben Shapiro destroys baby that says he got raped by Mr. Feeney.
You got raped by Mr. Feeney.
It's not rape, it was consensual, and it didn't even happen.
Mr. Feeney fucked your ass.
I put my balls in his ass, which is a Judeo-Christian tradition. It's a Judeo-Christian. It's a tradition. Judeo-Christian.
It sounds like he turned out your boy Pussy.
I thought I was going to meet Topanga.
Little did I know, I was going to get my balls put into Mr. Feeney's ass.
I was planning, I was 17 years old, I was a young boy. And I wrote into the show.
A newborn 17-year-old.
I was fantasizing, I used to fantasize about holding hands with Topanga. And what that would result in is the slightest amount of blood, an appropriate amount of blood, entering my penis, which is not an erection, so it's not a sin. I knew that I was never going to have an erection until I got married.
Are Jews not allowed to have premarital sex?
I guess not.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
But instead of meeting Topanga, my balls were crushed
by Mr. Feeney.
In the principal's ass.
Abnormally strong asshole.
Yeah.
Much like Sandy Koufax, Mr. Feeney used to be an asshole pitcher.
It's just
very
another,
good, Mr. Shapiro.
Just another Bobby in the world. He's just a Bobby in the world. Just another Bobby in the world.
Yeah, this is kind of what we had to do. This is kind of the agreement we had to strike up with Mr. Feeney. The only way we could get him to not rape the kids on the cast is to bring him a fresh boy every week.
Yeah.
With his balls in his ass.
I have two demands on the show. Obviously, no one's watching this if it weren't for me.
I'm the star, the baby.
Is that the feet guy from The Graduate? Is that that hot dad?
That from guy the, with the sexy feet from The Graduate?
There's not a single other movie I can think that he was in.
Or even a TV show?
Yeah.
Boston Brahmin accent?
Yeah. That's literally the only other reference I have for that actor.
Yeah, I think he was in something when he was old. But
something Daniels, what's his name?
I don't know.
I remember there was an actor strike and he was the head of SAG. He was like, we are actors! He gave like a powerful speech.
I bet he's been in a Mr. Ton of shit.
He's been
he
in a
young.
Million things.
Yeah.
Isn't he in The Odd Couple?
He's
in
know.
Shit.
He's like the neighbor or something.
He's great. He's a great actor. Too bad he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Too bad he consensually had sex with Ben Shapiro.
17-year-old Ben Shapiro probably looked 9 at the time.
Yeah.
My two demands.
My balls hurt. I would like it if you remove my balls from your ass.
At least kiss me if you're going to fuck me.
I brought my own non-disclosure agreement that I will sign. As part of my homework, I'd like drafting contracts. This week I did a non-disclosure agreement, coincidentally, about my own rape. Call it serendipitous, but I already written up in detail how Mr. Feeney would put my balls in his ass. and I did not tell anybody about it.
See, you were asking for it, baby.
No, it's just the universe coming together. It's the stars aligning in beautiful symphony.
Me getting raped by Mr. Feeney.
I've written every... I was considered a legal wunderkind. By the age of 11, I had written every contract ever. And there was only one left. One that demanded an 11-year-old boy never tells anyone that Mr. Feeney made him put his balls in his ass.
The final contract.
And I wrote it up.
No one had ever cracked it.
And I was on my way to take it to the framing mm-hmm. store to get it. I was going to put it up in my office. It was the last contract I ever wrote. Right next to the first dollar I ever had sex with. And I stopped by the set of Boy Meets World because I had won the letter, the homework doing contest. And Mr. Feeney found my contract.
I read it over.
And then he made me...
My, this is quite the contract, Mr. Shapiro.
Mr. Shapiro.
Mr. Shapiro.
I already found the contract. I signed it. You did, too. Now, by law, you have to let me squeeze your balls with my ass cheeks.
It's here in plain black and white English.
Just in a fucking cardigan with his ass out.
That's not how NDAs work. Imagine trying to do that, just being like Harvey Weinstein and just going up to an actress with an NDA that says, I will not tell anyone Harvey Weinstein raped me. And then he's like, could you just sign this? And she's like, but you didn't rape me. He's like, I know. And then she's like, all right. She signs it.
It's for when I rape you.
And then he's like, but no, I mean, it says, now I have to rape you. Yeah. Otherwise, the NDA
Otherwise, you're going to jail.
Then she's like, can I check with my lawyer? And he's like,
it's illegal.
You can't. No, that's what NDA means. You're not allowed to tell anyone. Now this contract is invalid unless I rape you. I don't want to do it. You're the one that signed it.
Then you'll be in breach of contract.
They call that a catch-22, Mr. Shapiro.
Mr. Shapiro, did you read the fine print?
Mm-hmm. Of course I read the fine print. I only read fine print. I'm planning on growing up to be a disclaimer guy. My plan is to become a disclaimer guy. So I love reading nothing but fine print and contracts. That's how I got in this mess. You're probably wondering how I got in this mess.
Yep, that's me.
Yep, that's
me. Just freeze frame getting his balls squeezed.
Yeah. By Mr. Feeney pinching his nipples with the kid's balls in his ass.
That's me. You're probably wondering how I got my balls squeezed by Mr. Feeney.
Yes.
Ever since I was a young boy, I just wanted to be a disclaimer guy.
Ever since I was a young kid, I wanted to get my balls squeezed by Mr. Feeney.
Knock, knock. I'm here to see my good friend, Mr. Feeney.
Oh, no.
Jeff Goldblum and Mr. Feeney.
Oh, what do we have here? A visitor? somebody sent to the principal's office.
Have you been a bad boy?
Someone's been a bad boy.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't do any of this gay shit. Paid attention to the character. It's mostly horny for Glenn Close.
A man-looking woman.
You boys keep having fun. I'm going to go drop by Topanga's dressing room.
Oh, fuck.
That was a good one. Yeah. You know the girl from the college years, the redhead, does pornography now.
Yeah, I looked it up. She's got big naturals.
Yeah. Tits are big as hell.
All right, now
they're not naturals. Yeah.
They're not
fake.
Naturals?
They're fake for
sure. Oh, Ben, don't forget your
They look like big
hat.
Slappies.
You leave. I would like my yarmulke back. It's right here. And Jeff Goldblum's completely hard, and the yarmulke is like glued to the tip of his penis.
And he's jumping up and trying Ben's, to reach it.
Ben yeah. can't pull it off because it's glued by dried nut to the tip of his... He's like, you're going to have to spit on it. And then I'll apply it to the top of your head like a contact lens. Hurry up out there. My ass is getting hungry for boy balls again. I know I just said lunch, but I can go for some boy ball supper directly into my ass. Principal Feeney, your penis is resting on the PA system again. It's It's being broadcast to every class. Every classroom. Oh my God. I need somebody who's very good at really quickly saying that what I said wasn't the truth. Ben's like, here's my moment to shine.
It's time to do a disclaimer.
The prior announcement by Mr. Feeney was a complete falsehood. Everything he said was true. Oh my God, Ben, you're a star. I'm going to call my friend at the Commercials Incorporated. That's how it happened. So, all of these actresses that want to complain about being raped, remember that that's how you got where you are. I wouldn't be Ben Shapiro if I didn't put my balls in Mr. Feeney's ass. And then he was commenting on watching Jeff Goldblum glue my yarmulke to my head with his cum. And he accidentally made an address over the PA system at school, and he needed someone to disclaim it. And I was there. Right. And I was there. Now I talk like this. And that's why I became a disclaimer.
Oh, that's right. Oh, poor Ben.
I had no idea about that origin story. Yeah. That's beautiful, man.
That's a great story.
That's a very good story.
With the new Apple iMac, you can do anything. Make a video.
You can fuck a child. You can.
You could laugh, you could dance, you could fuck a child. I've got corny ideas. You'll think of something great yourself.
Fuck a child. Set it.
Make a video of you having sex with Ben Shapiro. And you watch it again and again and again and again.
Jeff stays eating though, dude. He's on fucking. He's got apartments.com. That commercial. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
He's out there, man.
I'm sick of seeing him.
Yeah, there was a nice moment, and it's too much now, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's become like a Chuck Norris meme for
even
gayer
people. It's not Chuck Norris, it's Bill Murray.
Yeah, it's like Bill. Oh, look, I wonder when Jeff Goldblum's going to show up and be random.
Yeah, he's gotten a little random.
Yeah, he's now
he's
a random.
He's dressing too young.
Yeah, he's like George Takei.
Yeah.
I told you this. I told that story when I was working at the BSO doing telefunding. And no, they would like bring a brochure by and like let you, like, you could go. They were like, oh, because you work in telephony, you can go see shit at the BSO. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, you don't want to look, nah.
It's free.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. No. I have to go get drunk. I'm listen to a clown that was raped in the military. I'm going to have night terrors.
I'm going to Doherty's. I'll be across the street at Doherty's. I don't care, but yeah, I guess they had George Takei coming there to say memes or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy I worked with who like just was looking over the brochure and he was like, "Ooh, George Takei!"
Oh yeah,
I've told this story a million times, probably. Yeah. But that's burned into my memory.
Yeah,
it's just looking over that guy.
That little squeal of delight. Ooh!
I cannot wait to get the Doherty's. Fucking like just embarrass myself having casual conversation with the black guy I'm shooting pool with. Mm-hmm. We were doing that, getting trashed with just some black guy and shooting pool with Doherty's.
Was he dropping knowledge on you?
No, he was just like, I just moved here from Atlanta. I'm like, Atlanta's a beautiful place. Has he been there? I'm like, nah.
No.
I've heard it's nice.
Everyone says good stuff.
I've heard good things. And that's like, those are the things I would regret when I woke up in the morning is like basic social skills.
Right.
Like,
meanwhile, you were driving drunk for the whole time. You were just, like,
No.
You'll never catch me alive.
Just backing into a mailbox over and over again. Fuck, hold on. Oh, damn. Yeah.
Very good, Mr. Shapiro.
Very good, Mr. Shapiro.
That's good. That was a fun little journey.
Yeah.
Through the boy.
Yeah, we'll just fucking kill time for the last 20 minutes.
There's
or so.
A lot of people that say this show is formulaic. Tell me what formula that means. Tell me what formula went into that, Mr. Genius. That it's the same joke every time. You just take a show from the 90s.
And make the character
a hot culture reference. Yeah.
But this time, Jeff Goldblum is there.
Yep.
And conservative pundit Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's because we have good politics.
Mm-hmm. We do. We're really sticking
first and
it.
Foremost. We're a
there's probably some
show.
Fucking retard that listens to Chapo that hears us making fun of Ben Shapiro and he's like, yes, yes.
I knew it. Yes.
We're doing it the absolute wrong way.
It's a socialist show. I knew it.
He is gay.
The left.
He was raised. Yeah.
Get him for the doing it for the left.
Oh God.
I can't wait until that shit's over. It's like people talking about, oh, we have fascism. I fucking hope so. I hope that if you mention the government in any way, you're shot to death. There should be like no. There should be single party control, and the one party is like one guy.
Mm.
And it's a guy named like fucking Ed or something.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, we're. We're subsidizing toilet paper, and you're not allowed to be Uzbek anymore.
All right.
And then somebody's like, why Uzbek? And they're like, kill him. And he's dead.
I'm just fine
like
with it.
And
dude.
Then fucking, like, you know, no more. Do we ever have to have any of these conversations?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
People are like, we deserve healthcare. It's like, well, then shut the fuck up, and maybe Ed will change
his mind
next week.
Change his mind.
Yeah. Just wait.
Wait on Ed.
Ed's going to get a paper cut. He won't be able to get a Band-Aid. And then we'll have fucking healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, shut up. What we need is a god.
Absolutely.
You know what we need? A dumb god.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And not an all-knowing god, and nothing-knowing god.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a vengeful god.
Yes, a mentally disabled god.
You don't want to get him mad.
Yeah.
We have to give him gifts.
Well, he doesn't want
to be. I don't want to be in fear.
I imagine God has Down syndrome. You know,
oh, that's why the world's sweet. Fucked up.
Yeah, and there's like hurricanes and shit, and he's like, "I'm sorry."
That is honestly the best solution to why God lets bad things happen.
Uh-huh.
He's just overwhelmed, and
he's
has
not
Down
that
syndrome.
Good at being.
Yeah,
God.
He's trying his best.
Well, that's
yeah.
what Voltaire said after the earthquake of Lisbon.
Yeah,
really. He said God is a retard.
He said,
absolutely. That's what he said.
He said God's a fucking.
Absolutely.
God's a retard.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Voltaire, that's a pretty cool name.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up he doesn't have like electric superpowers.
I don't know what he looks like, but I imagine him
as wig.
As for the electric rat character from Darkwing Duck. He's got plugs on the top of his head.
Yeah.
Outlet plugs.
I was just thinking of some fucking guy with white.
What was that
hair.
Character's name? I remember I was obsessed with
that.
I don't remember that character actually.
I guess I was a casual Darkwing Duck fan, but I liked it.
I watched all 5 Twilight movies this week.
Why?
I'd never seen them.
Are they any good?
I thought some of them were pretty
Mega
good.
Megavolt.
It's Megavolt. There's magic, there's fights, you okay. know.
There's no, you don't see tits, so can I see a picture of Megavolt?
There's like a horniness. It's people not being able to fuck.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Nuts getting busted.
But then she finally gets fucked in movie 3 or 4. But actually what happens is, so she's in love with a wolf and a vampire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both like teenage boys and they both love her. And then she decides on the vampire, right? And then the vampire's like, I can't fuck you because I'm so strong. Mm. I don't want to kill you, right? And she's like, fuck
me. So she has to train her.
You have to fuck me, right?
His head's.
Oh, yeah.
His head's like a plug and he's got a battery on his back.
Yeah.
And anyway, that did something for me as a young retarded boy.
Yeah, because he had tech on him?
No, I don't know. It's like, because it's a thing that's a different thing. So it's a rat that's also an outlet.
That is literally the fucking Ben Affleck from The Accountant describing why the dogs playing poker is fun. It's because dogs don't play poker. That's why it's funny. Anyway, so the wolf and the vampire want to fuck her, and then she finally chooses the vampire, and he's like, I can't fuck you, and then finally she's like, you need to fuck me, and he fucks her, and then she has this monster baby inside of her, and it's killing her, because she's still a human, and so it's like breaking
her ribs. So he didn't even pull out?
Stuff. No, he busts inside, right?
That's wild.
And she gets pregnant immediately, and then, you know, there's this, like, whatever. It's killing her. And then to save her, he, like, bites her.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get another Mandarin orange.
All right, go for it. And he bites her, makes her into a vampire, right? So then the wolf guy, right? Everyone's like, this...
Wait, so she's a vampire now.
So now she's a vampire, but the baby was born from...
Regular?
A regular bitch, right? Out of
but
a regular...
I thought she was super... The baby was super strong.
Baby's half vampire, half baby, right? And so then, so the wolf guy's like horny and pissed. He didn't get the chick. And then there's this thing in Twilight called imprinting, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas like you see someone and then that you are gonna want to fuck them for like the rest of their existence.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
And so then the wolf teenage boy, like he's like jacked and stuff. He sees the baby. He's like going to kill the baby because the baby's evil. It's half vampire.
The baby's
half
evil.
Human. Well, like that's what they think, right? And then the wolf sees the baby and then he's like,
baby's hot.
He's like, oh my god, I want to fuck that baby. I swear to God, this is what happens. And so then the wolf, and it's just, the wolf is in love with a little girl, and he's giving her Christmas presents. They're what all hanging the out fuck? Together. It's so
he's straight
fucked
up grooming a baby.
He's grooming a vampire human baby to be his mate. That's and they're wild. Like in love. And then at the end of Twilight, after the last big battle, you see the baby grown up and she's with the wolf. And now they're
for anyone out there,
boyfriend,
hit me up if you want to come over and eat Percocet and watch The Witch.
The Witch rocks, dude.
Dude, I miss
The Witch. Dude,
it's weird. I've talked about it before how I can't say that I like that movie, but I will watch it over.
What
and
is
over.
That movie?
Why can't you say you like it?
I don't know. It's just like something. Maybe I do.
You
like
do
it.
Like it if you watch it over and over again. You like it, bro.
Yeah, probably.
That's what liking a movie is.
That's not The Witcher.
No. The Witch. Would I like to live deliciously? Mm-hmm. That kind of shit with that guy with the deep ass voice.
I won't care. My daughter will not grow up to be a faggot.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the witch fucking rocked cocky. Mm-hmm. Cocky.
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was just such casual pedophilia in
so he
Twilight.
Fucks, so are werewolves immortal as well?
It's not clear if werewolves are immortal, but he looks the same age. But the baby, half vampire, half human, grows up really fast. So like she's like 6 months old, but she looks like she's like 10. You know,
interesting. Yeah. So he fucks her when she's like 4, he but waits, she looks 18.
Yeah, he waits till she looks 18. At the end of it, but the fights are pretty cool. I gotta say, there's like good like Crouching Tiger style flips and shit.
I want to watch Crouching Tiger. Actually, I haven't seen that in a while.
I watched that constantly.
Dude, I watched that on Christmas Day 1 year in the theaters.
Nice.
I went to go see.
Crouching I'm pissed, Tiger. Dude. There won't be Christmas. I've been. My tradition for 3 years doing mushrooms and watching movies in the Christmas.
I can't believe we don't get the Christmas season. I love the Christmas season.
This is fucked.
The city is so nice during that week between Christmas
and
New
Year's. New York is reopened. If you're not here, by the way, I was in fucking Times Square the other day. It's packed with tourists.
Really?
It's
really?
Fucking, yeah, it's like it's
they're just
been.
Wearing masks?
No.
They're not wearing masks?
No.
I love damn. It.
It's fucking, Times Square looks exactly the way it did.
Holy
I was there
shit.
On Sunday.
Is Elmo fucking, back and stuff?
I didn't see Elmo. I mean, I was going to the park. Mm-hmm. And I sat in Central Park and watched a softball game. It's nice.
That's nice.
You know what I did a couple weeks ago? There's
some guy was trying to have like a conversation with me. Some other guy.
He's like about
you.
The game?
Well, he was like, it's so nice to see. I'm like, yeah, you could just watch anything. I mean, you know, it's like so deprived of entertainment or whatever. And he's like, yeah. It's just, you know, beautiful to see humanity. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going
to shut up.
He kept mm-hmm. trying to make that point. And he's like, it's very good to talk to you. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like already like 25 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I've watched enough of this.
Take it easy. Hey, take it easy.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not having any of these talks, pal.
I did North Central Park, which I'd never really done, like the Harlem side.
The black side. He was afraid of it.
Yeah. No. It's like forest.
Adam jogging, and every time a stick breaks, he's like,
he has a
it's
gun.
It's the Central Park 5. It's the Central Park 5.
He has
Park
a gun
five.
That he shoots.
Yeah.
Adam no. jogging with a fucking AR-15.
No, it's the woods part. It's pretty cool. They have like brooks going through trails and stuff. It's nice.
Nice.
Central Park is fucking beautiful.
Should I move into Central Park?
Yeah. No. I would love to live in that shit. Go camping.
You should be like the homeless lady from Home Alone.
The turtle doves lady? Oh, that's the old man.
You
is
know
the
you
place.
Know very well the different characters.
She there. Lives in the symphony orchestra.
Isn't there
though.
A pigeon bitch?
Yeah, the pigeon bitch.
The pigeon bitch. She lives
in the symphony orchestra.
She lives in Central Park in one of the tunnels.
Nice. That's a good place
and
to
she's
go.
Scary at the beginning when he sees yeah. her, and then she's a good guy. Mm. Then he turns out that you can stink and be a good
be
guy.
Be a good guy.
Yeah, it's a big lesson that I learned mm-hmm. from Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
That was my favorite movie as a kid. Trump's in that movie.
Yep. My favorite movie as a kid?
Or Prez.
That's weird. Home Alone 2 predicted Donald
maybe Aladdin.
Trump.
It predicted him. Is that, I'll be back, you faggot kid. I'll be the president.
Yeah.
Is he black also? What was that?
He walks into the plaza, I think, when Kevin's walking
out. Yeah, I know he's in it.
Yeah.
I fucking
it's so funny
know.
When it's like places that like predicted Donald Trump would be president, they just like cast Donald Trump as a part like the Simpsons or
whatever.
People are like, wow. And it's like, yeah, it's weird that anyone could ever predict that an idiot billionaire would be the president of the United States. Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
That it would just be some rich guy.
Yeah.
With no other eventually it would just be distilled to no qualifications other than it's
let's
just
cut the middleman out and it's just a rich guy.
It's just a rich guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be fucking Stuttering Joe, hopefully, even though I don't even know if I believe it.
I thought it was cool that he called the
troops stupid bastards. He's going to get blown out, dude.
He's going to get blown out?
He's going to get blown out.
I don't think he's going to get blown out.
Absolutely fucking.
Like, loses worse than Hillary, you think?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't believe. Fuck, dude. I hope he wins.
That's what the Mullen money is on.
The Mullen money? The smart money, dude?
Yeah, the Mullen money.
You heard that, folks. Take fucking Trump.
Now, this is my opinion based on not looking at any of the news recently at all.
Yep. Nick has never been wrong.
I'm not paying attention to this shit. I don't care.
Yeah, oh yeah.
My knee-jerk reaction, just Trump absolutely fucking destroys
it. I hope. That is what I think, in my heart, but I hope it doesn't happen.
I think the more you check out, the more in touch you are with the average voter.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And I'm pretty checked out. I don't even fucking have the Twitter app anymore.
Right.
There are like a percentage of people that vote that like find out who's running like the week before.
Those people rock.
Those are the best people.
They call that an act of a retarded God.
Yeah, and that's what they call like that's the undecided voter is just like some of the dumbest people.
They just decide to say, "Oh, it's November. Let's figure it's oh, cool.
Oh shit.
Biden
from Obama?
Deus ex machina is what they call.
Dumbass ex machina?
Yeah.
Damn, I wanted to fuck the robot in Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was fucking
there
hot.
Were two sexy ones, right?
She really did my boy wrong, dude.
I just wanted to live in that
house. Who was the guy,
house.
Not Isaac, Oscar Isaac? Who's the other guy?
I hated that guy.
Simon Butterbean.
Yeah. Simon Butterbean.
He looks like a Simon, that guy.
Simon.
She was hot, dude.
Simon Transylvania is another actor, I think.
Damn, I can't believe Oscar Isaac got finessed by a fucking robot he built.
Michael Waldo.
Is that really his name?
Yeah.
Waldo?
Michael Waldo, yeah.
That's a hilarious name.
Yeah.
Has he been in anything else?
Bert Chintas.
I think his name is Bert Chintas?
He's in the
that's
movie.
A good movie.
He's in the movie Bert Chintas.
I love that movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's about a Chinese guy?
It's a guy.
Is it in?
It's about a guy named Vaughn. Vaughn Earp.
Okay.
Who is he's an elevator painter.
He
makes all his money painting the insides of elevators.
Oh, okay.
And one day he gets trapped in the elevator, and it's not really like the doors open, and this like 300-year-old black guy like has saved him. And he was about to suffocate on the paint fumes.
Of course, because he's a fresh mural he's
and
painting.
He's like, "You about to die now." He's like, "I thought it was locked." He's like, "You just got to press the button." And then walks out onto the floor, and it's a floor of the building he's never been in. Keep in mind, he's been painting this elevator for years now.
Right. It's going to be his magnum opus.
Yeah. And so the Catholic Church hired him to paint the elevator.
Oh, wow.
It's just in an office building.
But
the Catholic Church at this point, this story takes place in the year 3,700.
Mm-hmm. And the Catholic Church owns all
what
the
what is
elevators.
It again, Brett?
At this point,
Brett Ernst?
Vaughn Ernst?
Bert Chintas.
Chintas.
This is the name of the movie.
Okay.
And the painter's name is Vaughn Earp.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's always like, he keeps discovering that, like, he has to prove that he's not dead. Because he comes out of the elevator and, like, he thinks he's saved.
Yeah.
He's on this floor he's never been on. So he has to take the stairs back down. And when he gets outside, everything's the same. But the only difference is from what he remembers prior to being locked in the elevator and before it is this new floor in the building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he thinks possibly he's gone to a new dimension. And then he's like, I guess I'll get trashed. And he goes to a bar immediately after, and they're like, "We're going to need to see some ID, pal. You look kind of Chinese to me." And of course, it's the future. They expect the audience to understand that It's no longer 21 is the age of drink. It's not being Chinese.
Not being Chinese, yeah, of course.
It's based on who has the
Who knows how to handle the booze.
Who has the enzymes to process the alcohol.
Right.
Like if Jewish people drink milk in this...
you get killed.
I mean, theoretically,
that's a law?
They finished the plan right. About 1,000 years prior.
What do you mean the plan?
So none of them... There's not there.
But just as a point of example...
So he goes to get trash and he pulls out his ID and instead of Vaughn Earp, it says Bert Chintas.
Oh.
And he's like, who's Bert Chintas?
He's become a Chinese man named Bert Chintas.
Who's Bert Chintas? And uh-huh. Then the guy at the bar is looking at it. He's like, I don't know. It sounds kind of Chinese.
Wow.
God.
That's a good movie,
that's
dude.
I would see that. I would love to just go to a bar and tell somebody that is a joke.
Yeah.
And then have that be the punchline. Yeah. The bartender says, I don't know. Sounds kind of Chinese to me. The guy's like, are you having a stroke? Like, no, I'm just telling you a fucking street
I'm
joke.
Telling
bro.
You a joke.
It's a fucking joke.
You about remember? A movie called Bert Chintas.
You ever
on Earth?
Hey,
what's
guys,
the name of the movie?
This guy's sitting around being like, four gay guys working in a bar. They flip the stool over. You know, they all take a seat or whatever.
Right.
Hey,
right.
One for you. You ever hear the one about the movie called Bert Chintas?
You just go into even more detail than you just did. You talk for about 12 minutes uninterrupted, and then you're like,
and he was Chinese.
No, he wasn't Chinese. As the bartender just says,
oh,
I don't know. It sounds kind of Chinese, bro.
Oh, so he's, wait, to be clear, doesn't turn Chinese.
And then everybody's laughing, and they're just fucking wiping their eyes away. And they're like, wait a minute. So they killed all the Jews 1,000 years prior? And you're like, yeah, that's part of the joke.
Yeah.
The
plan.
It's pretty necessary in the joke because you got to explain the lactose intolerance.
Yep,
thing.
Yep.
It's called misdirection, and I'm available. I'm also an illusionist.
Ooh, fuck.
For weddings.
And is this your wallet?
And then you pull out.
Is this my penis?
Is this your penis while you're sucking a guy's cock? It's like, yeah. Yeah, I paid you $30 to suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretend it was a magic trick.
Now I'm going to make the Empire State Building disappear. Remember that was like part of the tricks? It was like, you mean you would edit it out of the commercial?
Yeah, you would just move the camera.
Yeah.
Like on a dolly. You would just be on a dolly. That was so fucking stupid. Even as a kid, I was like, that's not, you can't do that.
I still don't get it.
Why?
Because they'd have an audience there and the audience would be like, where'd it go? You know, how'd they do that to the audience then? That are clearly not in on
them. I'm trying to go see the entire state building. I can't wait.
The entire. I want to see the whole damn thing.
We went to New York.
If
we go to New York, I'm going to see the whole thing.
The whole damn state building.
Every damn floor of the state building,
except for that fucked up
that
floor from Bert Chintas,
where they make you Chinese.
That's a good movie, dude.
Y'all seen this?
Y'all seen Bert Chintas?
Y'all seen Bert Chintas? That remind me of a Bert Chintas.
Y'all have seen that movie, Bert
Y'all
Chintas?
Seen that? Y'all seen
So I'm just a little confused. He's just named Bert Chintas, but it's the same guy, or he becomes a Chinese guy named
Bert
Chintas?
No, he's the same guy. Everything's the same, except there's a floor he's never been to, and now his name's Bert Chintas.
Okay.
And he's not sure if he's dead or if he's traveled to another dimension.
I see.
Either way, he can't get shit-faced at the bar.
Because his name now sounds a little Chinese.
It sounds Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that as a concept.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you ever hear the one about a movie called Bert Chintas?
Yeah. Y'all seen that?
Presenting it as a joke too is awesome.
Yeah,
like please.
The one about
and then the camera pans out even further, and it's just a guy at a bar telling a joke.
Wow!
It's not a movie at all.
It's not even a movie.
Wow. It's a guy trying to ingratiate himself. It's a guy Doherty is trying to ingratiate himself to a black guy.
Before getting in his Tercel and smashing a fucking. Smashing a fucking city paper machine.
I like the idea of somebody being a serious elevator painter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to one elevator that's painted nicely?
Never in my life. I don't think they exist.
Maybe like a fancy hotel.
That's why I said that.
Right. I could see it, though, being a thing. But even a fancy elevator isn't painted. It's just like marble.
It's one of those fake jobs. You combine two things so you make sure it's never real.
When you said elevator painter, I thought it was a guy that just does like a Looney Tunes tunnel.
Female president or a Dr. Mario.
Right, right. Yeah. Right. Well, there could be a Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
My doctor in Baltimore. How was funny named is Vincenzo. It
that there was a doctor version of Mario before there was a girl version of the president?
That's true.
Yeah, the imagination ran so wild that even an Italian could be a medical professional.
Just some autistic girl online being like, "We already have a girl version of Yoshi, and we don't even have a girl president yet."
That's girl true. Yoshi's what's her face, and Birdo,
then,
dude.
And then that people mouth are like, "Birdo's not girl Yoshi, you fucking retard."
But she's got that nose
and then,
pussy.
And then that girl becomes my wife, the one that bullies the autistic girl.
Yes,
the mean.
You girl. Let him fight it out like Alexander the Great with all his generals.
Alexander the Grape.
Alexander the Great
in the Empire.
Mm-hmm. I would be a Hotep guy and make that argument
that he was
Alexander the Great because he was from Africa
because he was fruity
because he was dark.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, dark like a red grape
or purple grape.
Purple grape.
Purple grape.
And California raisins are supposed to be. I mean, they're clear. It's clear what that was.
They're jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alexander, he was gay, though.
Yeah.
He sucked cock.
That's a gay name.
Alexander. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go Alex if you're straight.
Never lost a single battle except the one in the closet.
That's right. Except the one to fucking...
Against temptation.
Chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a fever, right? Or he had like...
I got lunch in Chelsea the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only four types of conversations people in Chelsea have at restaurants. Number one, about somebody's relative coming out. Number two, about Fire Island.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number three, just straight up about gay sex. And number four, about New York City real estate.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're so rich, those fellas.
Should I move to Chelsea and become gay?
You should.
Become and a have, gay
and
guy?
Then have lunch with guys that look exactly like you.
Yeah. And just talk shit about every single person you guys know. Which I guess is pretty much what
they don't though. They do. It's the four things I said.
No, they talk shit, dude.
Or like his nephew just came out, and then send him my way. You know, it's just a lot of that.
Right, right.
And then it's like, is it? Like,
I'd like to put his balls in my ass.
It's like Fire Island, but it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And really, he got that place for 1.1, but you know, it's not worth that much.
Damn,
those dudes are loaded.
I wish I had 1.1.
Yeah, 1.1 inches.
No, have more than that.
Yeah,
I have 5.7. Thank you very much.
You keep adding to that number, baby.
Yeah, you said no. I think you took off a 0.05 from
that. Thank you.
I've heard you say 5.75.
I've got a 5.75.
That's very humble.
Every day of the week, incredibly I got 5.75. Humble.
I don't believe that there's any penis larger than 5.5 inches.
I got a nice 5 3/4.
It'd be cool to make a movie about like Ford versus Ferrari.
Mm-hmm. I watched that, by the way.
And but it's
good.
And when I say a movie like Ford versus Ferrari, I just mean the cover of Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
Not the actual movie.
Right. And it has nothing to do with the movie.
And in this version, Christian Bale's character and Matt Damon's character both have 5.5-inch long penises. And they're constantly measuring them. And for the last, it's like the mid-60s, and they just invented rulers. So they keep coming with new rulers that have even smaller and smaller. One of them is like 5.516823 and then they've been neck and neck for years.
They're trying to get the smallest ruler?
And Ford's we just beat the Nazis. We can make a ruler that makes his penis look marginally bigger. It's not. There's no way to do it. If you add more.
Oh, is that what his real voice is?
Yeah, he sounds like that guy.
He sounds British.
Okay. All right. Then I'm not mad at him in Ford versus Ferrari.
If you add more inches to the ruler, then it makes your penis look smaller. You want a smaller ruler with more numbers in between the numbers. It's as simple as that. Mike, Any of you Harvard scientists figure that out on your own? Or did you just get one up by a British guy that's sharing a tooth with his wife? I'm Carable Shelby, and my penis is 5.5 inches. 5.5265. And the name of the movie is Penis versus Penis.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. That's right.
Yes, right. It is.
I want to thank you all for coming out here today. Excuse me, I broke my sunglasses trying to see my penis in the bathroom. Yeah.
That's
if I may borrow one of your sunglasses.
I was trying to use my penis, you know, my sunglasses magnifying glass.
He puts his own, he borrows sunglasses from the audience, puts them on, and his pants fall down. Everyone's like, oh, wow. He's like, probably one of the smallest dicks you've ever seen, huh? It's actually 100% average. My friends, I'm not going for small. I'm not going for big. I'm going for perfectly average.
For regular.
Uh-huh. For 100% regular. I'm Carol Shelby, and I have the perfect penis.
I have a regularly perfect penis.
My penis is perfectly regular.
Mm-hmm. Mathematically, the most optimal penis.
Just fucking Christian Bale sitting in a bathroom with his 9-year-old son. He's like, see, some of them have a curve. And when the curve, you have to take a couple of inches off one side and add it to the other. You average the two sides. But isn't that cheating? That? No, it's not cheating. As part of the game. Eventually you get so good at measuring, you don't even need a ruler. You can feel it. Your heart starts racing. Mm-hmm. You're looking at a cock and you know 5.516238 5. The numbers just start coming and it's like music.
Penis versus penis.
Yeah. There's just a scene where like, there's like, I don't know, fucking Jennifer Connelly at a bar, and fucking like this, the bar just has bananas for sale.
Okay, okay.
Oh, it's a banana bar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy, and so he takes it, and he's like, you see, a penis is kind of like, he's using the banana
to show to what a penis is.
Oh. She's just enthralled listening to his description of how to measure a cock while using a banana.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's too funny for me to even get through. Mm-hmm. He's like, you see, a penis is you start measuring at the base.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't everybody measure at the asshole? No. That's against regulations. If you want to be at home, maybe tell some lies on the internet, go for it. But we are serious men doing serious penis measuring business. Wow.
Damn. I should start measuring at the gooch.
Yeah. And then before you can
feel
he can
little,
seal before
you can
he can seal
dick under there. You measure from the ball dick part?
Before you can seal the deal, the door of the saloon kicks open. It's like, Shelby, your British friend. He accidentally measured his dick too hard. Severed his dick artery and is in the hospital. I gotta go. Take me to the hospital right now. And he's just like fucking, he's waiting in the hospital. His arms are crossed, his hands are
yeah,
his mouth, and the wife and the son come in. She's like, what is it? Is it bad? She's like, he pulls the wife aside. He measured his dick too hard.
What does that mean? What is
I don't even understand what that could possibly mean.
He measured too hard.
Just like, it's what funny. Is your
getting
job?
Down on one knee. Your daddy was real proud of you. He wanted you to have this. It's the first ruler we ever shared.
There's a moment between 0 and 5.5 inches.
I don't remember how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dies at the end. I thought you said you just watched
it. I watched it, but I was fucking high as shit.
And also coming up with a penis versus penis in your head.
Penis
versus with a much better movie.
Penis.
I really wish I was a trillionaire. I would fucking hire Christian Bale and Matt Damon and just shoot 5 minutes of that.
Yeah.
The budget would be the same as Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd get all of the
$20 million
all of the cars remade.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing all this penis measuring at Le Mans for some reason. they're at Monaco or whatever, just fucking measuring each other's cocks.
All right, before we
and
there's get
Italian to the racing guys, yeah, there's Italian guys coming, "Escucha la man, yeah, just yelling for some reason. Yeah. What's that guy pissed off about? I don't know. back to the measuring. Are you finished with that ruler?
Yes, I love penis versus penis. Now that's a fucking good one, man.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Damn. Well,
that's a movie I would say.
Oh, nice. Yep, that's a good movie. And what else would be good is if you came to see me at the Woo-ha-ha in Worcester, Mass.
Oh, you're at the Woo-ha-ha?
I'm at the fucking Woo-ha-ha.
That's where the virus comes from.
No, not the Wuhan-ha. The Woo-ha-ha in Worcester. I'll also be in Royersford, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. at Soul Joel's Comedy Tent. Magoobie's Joke House. And somewhere in Connecticut before the Woo-ha-ha. Check out Stavi.biz. I'll be at all that fucking shit, man. And, Stavi.biz/tour, Stavi.biz for t-shirts as well. Let's get some fucking shows going before October ends, and we all have to go back inside.
Yeah. I'm performing outside in an amphitheater.
Nice. Where?
There's a bunch of homeless guys that are running a show.
You're dancing for them?
I'm waiting until I'm just going to wait to see what happens.
With
I'm
what?
Not going to degrade myself into doing...
I'm really afraid to,
outdoor shows.
To do it. But I'm going
the shows to... The outdoor shows have actually been pretty good.
If I'm doing an outdoor show, it's me on the top of the mountain, and you have to take my position to become me.
And King that's of the Hill.
You have to fight you.
That's the only kind of outdoor show mm-hmm. I'm doing.
How much would you charge for six days up there?
There's no charge. You can come up. I'm on the top of the mountain. You got a problem? You come see me. You want to be me? You come to the top of the mountain. That's the kind of outdoor show I'm running.
Okay. That's all pretty good.
I respect that.
That's a show I'm interested in seeing.
And then it's like the end of the movie, The One, where Jet Li is throwing all those different versions of himself.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was a great fucking movie.
There can be only one. Yeah, with that actor who's like the not Lawrence Fishburne guy.
Yes.
Who the fuck
is that guy?
I don't know that
Samuel actually. L. Jackson.
Yeah, that's his name.
not Bokeem Woodbine.
No, it's like Roderick Bump. Mm-hmm.
Bokeem Woodbine is such a good name.
It's a tight name. And that guy was in like, it was crazy because he was in Dead Presidents and then nothing for like 15 years.
And then Fargo.
And then Red Dawn and then Fargo. Not Red Dawn, Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty good.
The remake?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
He was in The Sopranos.
Bokeem?
Yeah, he played the
rapper.
The rapper.
That's right.
He also is on TV all the time, I feel like.
Yeah, that's right. Living Single.
He was in Living Single. He was in Martin. He was in Sister Sister.
The guy from Living Single didn't really do much.
No.
He was the voice of Kratos for a long time.
Really?
In God of War.
That's pretty cool.
And then they replaced him with that guy, Tikal from Stargate 1, the gay black alien.
That guy. Yeah. Oh, really?
I used to think I was the only person that watched that show.
You were.
SG-1?
No one watched Stargate SG-1.
Because I liked the movie so much. And me and my dad used to watch it, yeah.
I would come on TV
and I'd
be like, there's no way. I would see that show come on all the time as a kid. And it's like...
It was on HBO, right?
No, it was on UPN. It was like, there's no way I could ever get invested. Maybe it was too serial, and that's why it didn't work in like a syndicated
I used to watch it, dude. It was Egyptian-style aliens. It was pretty cool. They had a Kurt Russell in the movie, and they replaced him with the guy that played MacGyver in the TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, Stargate...
Dean Bingus.
That was a good Twitter avatar when you had the guy that played Tikal.
Yeah.
On your... Or
I don't remember.
Whatever his name was.
But I barely remember that, and I remember people thinking I was actually black. I was doing digital blackface.
You were doing digital blackface. A crime that I've been accused of many times. Yeah.
That you're currently doing.
I'll never stop.
I still... Every time I see that you tweet, I'm like, wow, Chris Bosch... Has a pretty gay joke. It's like, wait, I forgot.
That's the plan. That's my plan all along. Is to besmirch the good name of Mr. Chris Bosch.
What do you guys want to get for lunch? That's the real question.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah, let's go eat.
Let's go. I'm hungry.
I'm chungry.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye.